Roosters 28, Parramatta 20 at Allianz Stadium last night, and the Western Bulldogs beat the Brisbane Lions, a minor upset there. 14 points was the margin at Marvel Stadium in the end. 25 and sunny, Clarkey tells us today. It's trucking well as well, mate. Well done.
Crack
one
it today,
one in the weather, you can take it over full time. And,
well, it's not that hard. I don't understand why it seems to take you 15 minutes to just tell us that the sun's going to be out.
I want you to take it over. Yeah. Well, someone who knows way more about the weather than us, because he has to monitor it every single day here at Royal Rail Week, is the track manager here, Michael Wood. Michael, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
Okay, so you've had it probably a little bit easier than Sean Patterson at Rose Hill the other week. He had great weather leading up. It's been a bit sketchy in the last couple of weeks. You've had 3 weeks off, though, here at Randwick. So how difficult has it been to prepare this track in the last couple of weeks, considering, I guess, the inconsistency in the weather?
Yeah, it's been inconsistent, but it has been probably better than we've seen over the last few years. So, you know, we sit down and set out a program that we want to sort of hit all of our milestones for the track and different fertiliser programs and things. And while the weather's been a bit inconsistent, it's been quite good. So we've been able to do all that. And look, the turf out there at the moment's probably as good as I've had it in the last few years. So that's pleasing.
What do you expect the surface to be tomorrow?
Look, at this stage, we're about to go and do a full track inspection in the next 10 minutes or so. But I think we'll be a soft five now. As you said, going to be a cracking day today, yeah. So it'll only improve. Whether it gets to that good four by this afternoon or tomorrow morning, you know, we'll wait and see by then, but it'll be that soft five, so you know, it's not really going to be a track that's going to inconvenience any of the horses.
How do you get the day before a big race day?
I've done a few of them now, so yeah. it's getting easier, but when you look at the fields and the quality of horses going to be here tomorrow, you just get excited.
How do you go when, you know, you've got trainers, big name trainers, plenty of prize money on offer, horses like different surfaces. How often do you get phone calls from the trainers to find out what the track's going to be like, or, you know, we might need to, you know, have a bit more water put on the track to make it a bit softer?
Yeah, I reckon the phone calls will ramp up today. Yeah. Wanted to know what the track will be, but it's not something that you ever sort of think about trying to look at it for each individual horse, because there's probably going to be about 140 out there tomorrow, all want something different. So it's just getting the right surface out there, safest surface for all. And then, yeah, the best horse will come out on top.
Michael, do you have a favourite race day on the calendar?
I think tomorrow's starting to really become one of the best. I mean, you look at the fields there tomorrow, sort of all across all the distances. You know, you've got the sprint race, the mile race, and then the stayers. It's,
you'd be doing well to pick a winner tomorrow.
You'd be doing very well. That's what you blokes are here for, to help. But, look, I mean, even for me, like, I'm from southwest Sydney, so even Golden Slipper Day is one of my favourite as well. But, here at Randwick, obviously tomorrow, and then Everest Day as well.
How's the rail, or what's the plan for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, look, at this stage, it's we're in the true, obviously, for tomorrow. We always assess after the last race, but it generally is a 3-metre rail, and then we reassess for all age as to, I suppose, field sizes and seeing the damage that's been done over the last 2 weeks.
What's your biggest challenge on a race day as big as tomorrow?
Probably that the weather plays right for us. That's the challenge. I like to think that sort of all the work that we've done leading in, it's put us in a good spot.
Yeah.
So then it's just about running the races. And, if the weather can be right, that's...
How do you go when, you know, the weather forecast isn't accurate, but, you know, you're unsure of whether it's going to rain or not, and then to know how much irrigation you need to put onto the track? How do you go about getting that right?
That is probably one of the bigger challenges that we have. I'm often sitting up and putting water on at about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, just to make sure that it's right. You know, one of the things we do here, we drop all the rails out of the way, so we'll do that in preparation, and then when the wind's right or we see that we're not going to get rain, then we'll go out with irrigation. So you've sort of got to be on it 24/7 just to make sure you're doing it. You know, everyone expects it to be perfect, basically, when they're here at Randwick, and so do I. So, that's what we do.
Got any mail?
No.
Well, you're no good. We'll see you.
Not that he's telling us anyway.
Thanks for the chat.
Mike, appreciate your time as always, mate, and hope you can enjoy tomorrow as well.
Yeah, no, it'll be a cracking day, and hopefully we can get a big crowd here tomorrow and really enjoy it.